on the telephone line. We've missed him these last couple of weeks while we were away. It's Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston joining us. Drapes, Happy New Year to you.
Rich, what's up, man? Same to you. It has been a few weeks. Geez.
Just hasn't been the same, but thank goodness you're back just in time, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the Boston sports world. It's supposed to be just the Celtics and maybe the Bruins in the spotlight, but everybody's under the lamp right now.
Yeah, exactly, and for different reasons, right?
I mean, yes.
You're the Patriots. Your season came to an end early, and now at least Tom Brady made some news today. And if you're the Red Sox, I wonder, do you got to put an asterisk next to that 2018 World Series title? I mean, it's that's the kind of news you don't want to make if you're a Red Sox.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start with that Red Sox story. It's a bizarre story, and certainly the Red Sox aren't the only folks doing this. Astros in trouble in the past, the Yankees, but how much of this can come down on Alex Cora, and is there potential for him being in trouble for this?
Yeah, I think so. He has to be the culprit, right? And the fact that, you know, he used to be in that Astros organization and you know, they got pinched for it before. Now he comes to Boston, and now the Red Sox are involved. And so I think a lot of it comes down on Alex Cora, you know, and you know, yeah, you can blame some of the players, front office people, whatever. But ultimately, the manager, you know, runs that day-to-day operation. And I think, you know, you could see something levied against Alex Cora.
Patriots, as you mentioned, season came to an end a little bit early. But everybody's thinking about the quarterback. And he did make a little news today on Instagram. Like all of us, Tom Brady says he's got more to prove.
Yeah, exactly. New England, or is that, you know, elsewhere maybe? And, you know, it seems like he's coming back to New England. And you look at Josh McDaniel's situation, the jobs are drying up for him. And maybe they give it one more run. But if I'm Brady, you know, do I want to come back with the same core of receivers? Like, there has to be a talent upgrade on that offense if I'm Tom Brady. He may still have the competitive fire and want to get out there. But is it for New England? That's the big question.
Well, and does Bill Belichick want him back for another season?
That's a great question, right? Because if you're Bill Belichick, eventually you got to start planning for the next, for the future. And, you know, if you're Tom Brady, who's going to be 43 once we, you know, the new season comes along, is he going to give you the best chance at winning it? And if I'm Bill Belichick, think about it. If you're trying to groom Tom Brady's successor, you don't want Brady to retire and then immediately turn it over to a guy, but is Stidham the guy? You got to get a look at Stidham, right? How long are we going to push this? Is this going to be another Garoppolo thing where you're going to have to trade him? And so, and how much money is Brady going to want to ask for it too? You know, so all that plays into a factor. I know there's a faction that says, you know what, it's time to turn the page, move on from Tom Brady. Let's start the next era. But man, you know, I do feel like, as a legend and what he's done to the city and for the organization, that, you know, he's allowed some time to figure all this out.
Certainly the money's important. Might it also come down to how much of a commitment he wants the team to make? I feel like they'd be happy, or certainly Bob Kraft would be happy to bring him back for a one-year deal, but would anybody want to go deeper than that?
Well, if you're Tom Brady, maybe, yeah, you want to do that. But if you're the organization and Bill Belichick, probably not. You know, if you're Brady, you probably want a 2-year deal. That'll take you, you know, to your 45 or so. And then the money would have to be right, right? 2 years, $60 million, or 2 years, $50 million, something like that may get it done. But if you're Bill Belichick and Kraft, are you really, you know, willing to hitch your wagon, you know, for another 2 years to a 43, 44-year-old quarterback? That's an awful lot of money. And like I said, it sort of delays your development time for whoever the next quarterback is going to be.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. Well, let's move to the Celtics. They begin a tough stretch tonight with 3 games in 4 nights. This San Antonio team, not quite what it's been in past years, but always a tough opponent.
Yeah, always a tough opponent, and let's not forget, you know, earlier this season, the Celtics went down there to San Antonio and really handled the Spurs on their home floor, beat them by 20, and so I expect a hungrier San Antonio team, a San Antonio team that's just coming off a win against the Milwaukee Bucks, so let's not sleep on them. I understand they're having a down year, but they're still competing for a playoff spot. The good news for the Celtics, they do get Kemba Walker back in the lineup. And I think a hot start is going to be key for this Celtics team. You know, we bury the Spurs early, or at least get them down early. We saw the last three games, the Celtics have struggled to get off to good starts. And so I expect them, to really focus on the beginning of this game and get off to a better start.
Yeah, how much, Kyle, were those slow starts because of the fact that they didn't have Kemba Walker out there?
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing about Kemba. You might be right about that, Rich, because he really gives this team whatever it needs. You know, early in the season, Kemba was the second half guy, the closer, fourth quarter. You know, then midway through the first half of the season, he started really being a first quarter guy. If you look at Kemba's numbers, he does most of his damage first quarter or fourth quarter. Now, without him, those last three games, this offense has really sputtered. You know, they've gotten down to double digits in each of the last three games early. And so I think Kemba's the type, if he sees the offense sputtering, he's good enough to take it upon himself to go out there and get a bucket, and that's something they lack.
They've had so many little nagging injuries this season. How good can this Celtics team be if they could ever get everybody healthy at the same time?
Well, I think they're definitely a contender to get to the NBA Finals. I still, in a playoff series like the Clippers out west, you know, and maybe the Lakers. But, you know, I just think this Celtics team, you know, they could beat anybody in the Eastern Conference. They could beat Philly, even though that would be a tough matchup. Philly's struggling right now, and so I'm not picking anybody over the Celtics in a seven-game series. Maybe Milwaukee, just because Giannis is such a freak. But, you know, I think this team has a legit shot to get to the NBA Finals. But you're right, we haven't really seen the full complement of Celtics all together, which that's scary when you think about it. They have the third-best record in the league and still dealing with all these injuries.
Speaking of Philly, no Joel Embiid tomorrow night when the Celtics play them.
Yeah, and that's huge because, you know, the Embiid has feasted on the Celtics this season, especially that last game. And so, you know, if you're Boston, I think this is, I don't want to say a must win, but, you know, if you lose this game tomorrow night, you know, the Sixers are feeling good about themselves again. So you start to put doubt in the Celtics' mind if they can beat them. And so, I got to pick the Celtics tomorrow just because I think they'll understand what's at stake. You know, you don't want to give the Sixers any kind of mental advantage, and taking the first three games against the Celtics would definitely give them that.
And before we let you go, the Bruins, they're fine. They can beat anybody in the league as long as they don't have to go into overtime or a shootout to do it, right?
It's so bizarre, too, because you've got goal scorers on this team. It's not like, you know, this team is lacking for offense. It's just all of a sudden, you know, they start to turtle in the biggest of moments, in overtime and in the shootout. You're right about that. You know, you got multiple, you know, Pasta, Marchand, you got some great goal scorers on this team, but for some reason, you know, that they clam up in overtime and in the shootout, you know. But then they can win a 6-3 game like we saw yesterday, right? You know, and so I worry about this team in close games because of that reason, what we've seen all season long. You know, it's those close games are going to come back to bite them if they don't turn it around once playoffs come.
What time is Celtics pregame live on tonight, Drapes?
Oh, 1-hour pregame show. It is Marcus Smart Day on NBC Sports Boston. So we got a behind-the-scenes look at Marcus Smart, his pregame meal that he has. We go back to his hometown, talk to some of his closest friends. So we got all that coming up at 6 o'clock with me and Scal.
Fantastic. We'll be tuned in tonight, NBC Sports Boston. Drapes, we thank you as always. Have a great game, and we'll check in again next week.
All right, Rich. Talk to you soon.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, every Wednesday on Downtown. Brought to you, as all our Boston insiders are, by the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing, 3 to 6 specials during games. Great place to watch the Celtics tonight. Great service and amazing food. It's your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Odlin Road, Bangor.